military-style discipline for this current class of 44 police recruits of men and women. The police academy is a nondescript building of high school-style classrooms, gym and outside facilities. Here they'll learn about the law, how to search someone for lethal weapons, and take part in realistic training sessions, from gun handling to pepper spraying. All that in just 40 weeks of training.
Yo, what up?
Sir, you turn around, place your hands behind your
First
back.
First of all, you don't need to talk to me that way.
Sir,
okay?
Please.
My mother
hands.
Ain't dead. Why the f*** you pointing at me?
Sir, place your hands behind your back. Turn
Why?
Around for me, sir.
Why? Stop calling me f***ing sir.
Sir,
that's a,
turn
that's
around.
That's a word of luxury that a black man can't afford.
Sir, turn around.
Police instructor Rob Strickland with a student who's about to conduct a body search. The language may be offensive, but it's a reality check for the students of what they will face out on the streets. And as he explains, there's something else the students find more shocking to face.
Accountability. They're very young, no life experience, and at their ages between 21 and 25, they've never really had a responsible career where they are held accountable for their actions, things they do and things they say.
And what they face after they leave the classroom can still leave new officers surprised, as Academy Director and 16-year police officer Sergeant Anthony Campbell explains.
The shock that I see on them when they do come back is that they, is it what you thought? And they say, it's way more than what I thought. You did prepare us and you taught us how to be safe. You taught us how to do the basics, but there is so much more.
So why would someone want to become a police officer? Jennifer Mancini is one of the older recruits at age 33 and also a mother of four children. She wanted to be a teacher, but she changed her mind.
I like to work with the community. I've always liked to give back. I'd like to stay active and physically fit. I think this is the best place for me to be.
The age and background of the recruits is mixed, and many have joined up for very personal reasons, like 23-year-old Connor Pennoyer.
My father was a career police officer in Norwalk, and I've always wanted to do police work ever since I was young.
Not all the students will make the grade, with around 5-10% dropping out, and those who finish will have been torn down and built back up both physically and emotionally. Instructor Jason Salgado says even firearms training is tougher than it used to be.
Now we have the officers actually moving around, instead of being static, more of a dynamic shooting course. That, you know, mimics real life. You're not going to sit there in front of a bad guy and shoot it out with them. You're probably going to be moving and shooting.
It's a tough job, with starting pay for a newly qualified patrol officer around $42,000 a year, an average service between 20 and 25 years. And the desire to protect and serve for many officers continues after they retire, working either for private safety firms or going to law school after their police career has ended. Brian Scott Smith, WSHU News.